What's up, everybody? This is John O'Connor from Behind the Barricade. It's music season. To my left, I have
Jimmy James.
Oh, and to my right, I have
Daniel Tao.
Very nice of both of you gentlemen to join us today. So let's get right into the news. Korn's Jonathan Davis is apparently Barack Obama. As weird as this sounds, it's coming from a soldier who received a Medal of Honor. And President Obama visited him in his hospital bed. The soldier was groggy enough to think that President Obama was Jonathan Davis of Korn.
Wow.
You want to know what's funny? Second podcast in a row, we're talking about Korn. Why? Why did you do this to us, John?
Because I'm actually a big Korn head. Is that their fan base? I don't know what their fan base are.
John's a secret Korn fan.
Cornholes, maybe?
Closet. Cornholes.
Oh, God. So, yes, when asked about what Jonathan Davis thought, he said that it was very flattering, and where is it? The president just said my name during this Medal of Honor ceremony, and I was just like, whatever, and went back to sleep, but my phone kept ringing. Who'd go whatever if someone mistaken you for Barack Obama?
I don't know. I don't know what I would
do. I mean, it would be known in this room.
No.
We are pretty white.
Yeah. I would say I'm pretty white. What about you, James?
I am pretty white as well.
We're as white as they come, people.
We almost named the podcast Three White Guys, but we decided to go with Behind the Barricade.
Yeah, because Three White Guys really would have taken off.
Yeah.
I thought it was catchy.
It would have been shut down in a heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely.
These guys are haters.
We're drinking the haterade, as they call it. But anyways, moving on. Enough about Korn. We're sick of Korn. It's been two podcasts and
two articles too many.
Exactly. So, the band Tool. Any Tool fans here?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm into Tool.
All right. Apparently, they're going to be heading out on tour in early January. Next U.S. tour will be the first one in 8 years, I think.
It's been a long time. And I'll tell you what, people are excited. I know you guys aren't jumping off the walls, but there are a lot of people that are jumping off the walls. And I'll tell you what, that show's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I can tell you what.
Who are they playing with?
It's still up in the air. This is just Maynard, their lead singer, went and said that they will be touring next year.
I wonder if it's going to be Breaking Benjamin or Chevelle, bands that sound like them. That
are they?
Neither of those bands sound like Tool.
You don't think, in the beginning, you don't think Breaking Benjamin?
No.
Natural Life, you never heard of it? That's very Toolish.
I don't know.
Playing off your previous name, what are the Tool fans called?
Tools, I guess.
Toolboxes.
Toolboxes, yeah.
The Toolboxes.
The Tools.
Tim the Toolman.
So are they ever going to record another album? It's been like 5 years now and people are working on it, they're not. Is it coming out? When it's coming out?
Maynard has too many other projects. He has his own wine out. He does stuff with the band Pussifer with his wife.
Pussifer?
It's actually called Pussifer. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's spelled, I think, P-U-S-C-I-F-E-R.
Mm. Like Lucifer?
But with puss.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, think about it. Tool was named after a cock. Pussifer is named after...
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
A cat.
Connection, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's his other projects called?
He had those. He had a Perfect Circle.
Oh.
Remember they had
he
the...
He was a part of that?
Yeah, he was the lead singer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. It's always great to see the history of these bands and how people leave and start new ones. You know, we've all been through that. We just never have, you know, made it big. But it's always interesting to see the soap opera of a band.
I'm seeing a trend nowadays. You know that you're popular and you know you're getting there when you're able to do something on the side. So a lot of these bands, like the guy from In Flames who just left, Daniel Svensson or however you pronounce his name. Yeah, he's leaving so he can spend more time with his family and open up a brewery.
Brewery, yeah.
Yeah, and the guys from In Flames, I think they have their own pizza place or something.
Do they?
Yeah, they have some kind of place. I don't know if it's a bar or something.
Huh.
But
well, I mean, Guar has their own bar.
Yeah, but there's so many people now that want to, they're in bands and they want to open their own business. And
it is crazy when you see a whole bunch of bands that you think, oh, they're millionaires, they're living large. And they all have, like, side jobs. Like, it wasn't until recently that Coheed dropped their side jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Claudio was, like, a salesman, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of odd. Like, you think, all right, they're headlining, you know, these theaters. They're playing Madison Square Garden coming up. Yet they have their own side jobs.
That's unbelievable. I think that speaks to the new record deals they have coming out, these 360 deals. And the fact of, you know, it's hard to make money in this industry like it used to be. You know, with the downloading of music and all the free music on the internet, things have definitely changed in the music realm.
Well, I'm curious. Do you think it's for benefit reasons?
Like the 360 deals?
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is opening their own businesses. Do you think it's for health insurance reasons? Do you think they get health insurance with their record companies? Like, is it just like if you got a record deal with whatever? Is it just like you getting a job with A&P? You have health insurance. Like,
they'd still be going out of pocket. Mm-hmm. I mean, thinking about it, like the In Flames people, if they had a pizzeria, mm-hmm. they still have to pay the employees, and the people working full time mm-hmm. have to get health insurance.
Mm-hmm. It depends where you're anchored out of. I've heard that in Austin, Texas, that if you play X number of gigs, paid gigs a year, mm-hmm. you can get free health insurance through the city. Mm-hmm. They provide that. So I know there's other cities that do that as well. Also, too, there are unions out there that you can join if you get enough gigs per year. You know, you can join. I don't know the logistics of it, but they also provide their members, different types of benefits as well.
It's like mm-hmm. a Screen Actors Guild for actors.
Exactly.
For musicians, yeah. But and I guess the end of the day, support your musicians. Go see them live because that's basically how they make their money.
Mm-hmm. See them and buy their merchandise, even though it is ridiculously overpriced. I mean, they still have to pay for it. They have to pay all the people that sell it. I know just as myself, that's where you get the most of your money. So if you do truly want to support an artist, please buy the merchandise.
Hey, you know, we're doing this thing. It's the music industry. I want to do music. That's the reason why I still buy CDs nowadays. Other than having the physical copy and being able to do what I want with it, I buy albums to support the bands that I listen to so I can one day be in, fill their shoes. All right, what do we got next?
Well, going on to the news of the day, it's definitely what's been going on over in Paris. I mean, I can't believe it. It's pretty unbelievable. A lot of music news coming out of there. A lot of tragedy. It definitely was horror.
Yeah, it is horror. Unfortunately, we had one musician pass away, and it was the merch guy of Eagles of Death Metal. His name is Nick Alexander. Apparently he did merch for a lot of bands, and I think he played in a few. But he lost his life in Paris thanks to a whole bunch of coward terrorists. Let's be real with this. He was only 36 years old. He left behind a family. It's extremely sad, but, it's crazy how many bands were over there in Paris at the time. I think at that same venue, Deftones were going to play 3 nights. And I know Chino Moreno, their lead singer, was, I think he was barricaded, for lack of a better term, up in his hotel room with security with his wife and his daughter, like 1 or 2 year old daughter. Which is going to be frightening as all fuck.
Absolutely.
Now, the major terrorist attack, I know it kind of happened all over, but didn't it happen in a venue?
Concert hall
or something?
Yeah, it was during the Eagles of Death Metal concert, where apparently a couple of gunmen went in and shot up the place. Uh-huh. And, it's mind-blowing.
A lot of casualties.
U2 had to cancel a show, right?
U2 ended up canceling the show. They were in a different part of France, mm-hmm. not exactly in Paris. But the weird part about this whole thing, and it leads to another story which is sort of connected, Coldplay has canceled a Tidal live stream concert scheduled for 8:30 p.m. Pacific time due to the attacks in Paris. The weird part about this whole thing is it was supposed to be filmed in Los Angeles.
Hmm. Well, I think the thought process is Paris might not be the only place that an attack could happen, mm-hmm. and that do people have the right security measures in place to prevent something like this? They're going to have to ratchet it up. I've noticed, I saw, too, that the Foo Fighters have canceled their European tour as well.
Did. They only had, I think, 3 dates left, but most of them were in the Paris area.
Do you think it could be a viewer experience issue that with all this tragedy going on that they'd be losing a lot of viewers?
Possibly, but I do think that we need to be strong and stand tall to the terror and not succumb to it. I think that's exactly what they would want, and I think we need to just be brave and go out there and still say, we're not going to let your tactics affect the way we live our life, for the most part, and we're going to stand tall, and we're still going to have great live music to help people heal through this time, And I'm sure there's going to be an amazing benefit concert to say, screw you, terrorists. You know, we're not going to let this stop us.
Yep. The only thing we can do is keep making music.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I mean, music is an escape for people, especially live shows. You know, I've been to actually 777 bands, last one being the Grateful Dead not too long ago.
Wow.
And, yeah, that with John Mayer. That was one
Wow.
of what was it, last week? 2 weeks ago?
November 1st. So it was
where did you see it? We should be talking about this. MSG.
MSG.
One of the best venues to see a concert.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of my absolute favorites. I've seen Dave Matthews there. I've seen the Red Hot Chili Peppers there.
Green Day I saw.
Who else have I seen? I've seen a couple other bands I can't think of on the spot. But
I've seen the Foo Fighters there. And that was the one where they filmed for Fuse.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
Basically, if you play there, you've made it.
Oh yeah, to say the least.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing My Chemical Romance play there, and it was crazy. You know, I'm not saying I grew up with the bands, but I've seen them play. This is going back a little bit, but Bloomfield Ave Cafe. I don't know if you guys remember that venue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow, I forgot about that place.
You know, they played there. Like Gaslight Anthem played there. So many like giant bands have played there, and just to see those two in particular play. You know, Radio City Music Hall, play Madison Square Garden. It's unbelievable.
Looks like we might be going to that venue then. Might be bringing our show mobile.
That'd
be fun. But as of right now, I think we should stick with these smaller venues.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Any venue owners out there that are interested in having us cover your venue, cover an event for you guys, we are planning on making this a mobile podcast where we come out to you and we film out there, we promote you. So if you're interested, please contact us through Facebook.
And that's facebook.com/behindthebarricade.
Oh, and Twitter?
Twitter is at behindthecade, C-A-D-E. We are also on Instagram, instagram.com/behindthebarricade, youtube.com/behindthebarricade, soundcloud.com/behindthebarricade.
And guys, sound off for us. We want to know, are you a Facebook person or are you a Twitter person? Which one do you use to contact with most of your friends? What do you use to tell what's going on in your life? So drop us a line either on Twitter or on Facebook and let us know what you think.
All right, so I'm going to do a little music review section.
Kind of like review.
Ooh.
This might not be current songs or current albums, but just something that we're listening to or something I'm listening to and reviewing. I have two segments, small segments for us today. Stone Sour, anyone heard of them?
Yes, of course.
You've heard of them, obviously.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course. Sour? We've heard of Stone Sour.
Really, Jimmy?
Really.
What about Metal Church?
That I have not heard of.
You've never heard of Metal Church before?
That's correct.
Have you?
No.
I've never heard of them, to be honest. But
are we going to learn about them today?
Yes, we are.
Wow, all right.
Well, I guess, apparently Metal Church is a metal band, obviously. You can guess that.
I thought they were gospel.
Really? They Church. Could be. You never know. Yeah. Isn't there a band that's like that has death metal in their title and they're like a softer rock band?
Well, you look at Lamb of God.
Yeah, that's true.
They're a contradiction.
Yeah, that's very
true.
Yeah,
it's about
those bastards.
Contradiction.
I'm still pissed off at them. Me and Dan, we play in a band called Too Far Lost, and it was actually previously called The Faded Line. And we ended up changing the name because as soon as you put The Faded Line on Google, Lamb of God had a song called
Everything Comes Up.
Yeah, for the Lamb first four pages.
Lesson be learned to local musicians.
All right, so anyway, so the metal, this is actually a Metal Church cover, and the song is called The Dark. So it came out in 2015, so obviously this year, and it is not old.
It's the end of 2015.
I know. No, it came out pretty recently, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely a mix. It's funny because it's a mixture of Slipknot and Stone Sour. Obviously, the lead vocalist is
Corey Taylor.
Yep, of Slipknot. So it definitely mixes in their harsh vocals with the kind of like the more melodic heavy guitar playing of Stone Sour, which isn't as kind of mundane heavier sounding.
Which had Jim Root, the guitarist of Slipknot, in that band until he mysteriously left or got fired.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Which is
I forgot what
which is crazy that. Because that's Corey Taylor's band, and it's a little. I guess there's a little animosity there, but I mean,
it's never easy when a band breaks up.
No,
they didn't even break up. That's the weird part. The guitarist of Slipknot was the guitarist of Stone Sour, and he got fired, presumably by Corey Taylor, which is the lead singer of Slipknot and Stone Sour.
So anyway, if you guys have never heard the song "The Dark" by Metal Church, Or if you have, check out the cover. It's The Dark by Stone Sour.
Are you going to provide the link for our fans?
Sure. It's on Spotify. I'm sure you can get it on iTunes. It's on YouTube. So we'll provide a link in the description. And check it out and see what you think. And for the last segment of the reviews, we have We Came as Romans.
Yes.
James, have you heard of this
band before? We left as Greeks.
I saw that coming, but it was still funny.
That was a good one. So me and John, we've heard of them before.
Absolutely.
So yes, the title of the track and the band is called We Came as Romans. It's their fourth studio album, and it came out in July 24th of 2015. So it's a little old, but still current.
Oldie but a goodie, I think. Yes, yeah. The term.
But unfortunately, this album definitely suffers from an identity crisis. The band is a post-hardcore band. But unfortunately, some of their songs are on the album, actually most of the songs on the album, are a little less hardcore and more along the poppy rock.
Well, that's the thing. Lines. I don't consider them a post-hardcore band. Mm-hmm. They were definitely a metalcore band, but mm-hmm. they came from death metal. Mm-hmm. They were like a death metal with synths.
Yeah, and now they sound like Asking Alexandria, that like metal band with a little girly, like has kind of more of like a feminine style vocal.
I mean, they always had Kyle in the band, mm-hmm. who is the clean vocalist, but...
But, I mean, not to knock it or anything, I definitely do like the album, but I just feel, you know, especially with the track, you know, the opening track,
I got some questions.
Yes.
I got some questions over here.
Please.
Now, to the average music listener that's not as advanced as you guys,
yes.
You guys throw around these terms, post-hardcore. Mm-hmm. Explain to the audience what that is.
John, you're probably best suited for that.
Post-hardcore is basically a heavy style of music where it has harsh vocals, meaning screaming vocals, and sometimes has clean singing vocals along with it.
Can you give us a band that really, really says this is what post-hardcore is?
Going back, Thursday's a good example, Glassjaw, bands like that,
Now,
anyone else?
Now, you said this album is a little bit more pop-punk. I mean, pop-rock.
Pop-rock.
So give us an example of a band or two that's a little bit more pop-rock. I'm pushing these guys to the limit. This way you guys at home know, you know, what is post-hardcore? You know, this way everybody knows something.
Well, what I was going to say is it kind of like would take those bands that are very popular nowadays, like Imagine Dragons. It's kind of like mixing that with a metal band. So, or like not a metal band, like a hard rock band, like Breaking Benjamin. So it's not as heavy as Breaking Benjamin, and it's not as light as, you know, Imagine Dragons. It mixes that. So, you know, it's got more melody, and it's more lighthearted, and it's not as
more,
like, heavy.
Yeah.
And but then again, you have other songs on the album that are heavy metal, with, you know, it's screaming. So that's why I feel it has an identity crisis.
There's
which
more
is it, you know?
Emphasis on the hook mm-hmm.
in this album.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
We should do a segment where we go over different types of genres, give a little bit of explanations, give a little bit of an idea of the bands for the fans. This way people can start to increase their knowledge on the subject. Mm-hmm. What
yeah,
do you guys think?
Especially if there's something people want to hear more explained. Like, for instance, me, I listen to a lot of bands and see their descriptions for the same thing. Like, oh, it's post-hardcore. I don't necessarily know what that is, technically. So if there's something that, you know, you're like me, that you want to know more about the post-hardcore bands, just let us know. And
absolutely.
We'll definitely do our research.
Between the three of us, we have a lot of knowledge, and we are absolutely interested in helping you guys learn and grow. We're looking up things every day to learn ourselves. You know, we love music. We want to help you connect to music more. So please send in any questions or any comments. Don't be shy. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, and actually going back to We Came as Romans, I actually interviewed them at Riot Fest last year, and the interview is up on our YouTube page, youtube.com/BehindTheBarricade.
So if you guys like We Came as Romans and you want to know more, just look them up. We'll, you know, put some links to the album on our, you know, in the description, and yeah, that's about it.
I got another question.
Yes.
I got a surprise review for you to do. So one of my friends gave me this CD. It's of a new band they joined. That drummer things, I guess new drummer came on board. The name's Dead Tide.
Oh.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Dead Tide?
All right, so Dead Tide is a melodic death metal band. It is a band that I joined. They were looking for a drummer, been looking for a drummer for a while. One of my friends, Andrew, who plays guitar and actually plays bass in the band, was looking for a drummer. So he reached out and, you know, it was... you know, do you know anybody? And of course, you know, drummers, as you know, are very hard to come by. So I, of course, didn't know anybody. And then I just got to a point where, you know, I wanted to look for another project, reached out, and that's it. So I'm a part of it. One of the guitar players has actually a very successful YouTube channel, Chrome Selka 00. He has over 3 million views.
Wow.
So with that, doing something was definitely right. That was definitely an incentive to join the band.
Yeah, there's definitely a niche group with that type of music, too.
Yeah, Dan was on the fence, but once he heard out his page was Chrome Selica 00, he was in.
I saw that and just had to join.
Yeah, that's just for that reason.
Oh, but they're very, very good musicians.
The CD was very high quality. It sounded great. It was great. It was interesting. I watched some videos online. So if you are interested in any of the bands that we have just talked about, we will provide links in the video below, or if you're listening to the podcast on SoundCloud, you can find it on there as well.
And please check them out, support them, like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, retweet everything.
Yeah, I think their Twitter is Dead Tide Metal.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Yes. So, I mean, I think you could just do a quick Google search for Dead Tide, and I'm sure the links will pop up.
We Came as Roman, Stone Sour, Corn.
Exactly, and we could also do a recommended If You Like series as well. Like, we'll mention a band like Dead Tide that you should look into. Like, if you listen
In
to
Flames.
Dead Tide. Yes. If you listen to Dead Tide, chances are you might like, and as Dan said, In Flames.
Dark Tranquility, bands that are, you know, are along the same lines as those.
Exactly. I'm out over here. You guys have any plugs? Anything
for Dan? That's it for me.
Any Dead Tide news or any shows coming up?
We should have shows actually in the beginning of December. You know, that's actually going to be their first show in a while. I don't know if they've ever played a show, so it's... Yes, it's going to be should be the week after Thanksgiving. That's about it for their shows. They're just starting to get on their feet, and I think that's when we should be ready.
And you can check them out on Twitter, Dead Tide Metal, on Twitter, and also look on YouTube, and I think they're Dead Tide Metal on YouTube as well.
I think if you just search Dead Tide, it'll come up.
Yes.
You
know. So we got
same
that.
Same thing with Facebook. They're on there. It's a pretty popular page. James, anything?
This is Jimmy James signing out.
Really, no Stereo Joe news? Any shows coming up?
Stereo Joe is blowing up as we speak.
Who is Stereo Joe?
Stereo Joe is a very exciting band out of Morris County, New Jersey. They are just an amazing, upbeat, funky, groove rock band. I know you guys don't like that music. You only like it if it sounds like they're killing someone.
Well, that's a very generalized statement.
No, but they kill someone and then they're happy. That's
well,
the music we like.
It's either that or I'm pushing a big shit out.
Oh, God.
Are you mocking what I do?
No. You were a phenomenal performer.
Metalheads out there are going to be coming for you. Just watch.
Well, my name is Dan Tao.
Kill him.
No, but Stereo Joe, it's a great little upbeat, funky rock band. And check us out on Facebook.com. Check us out on SoundCloud. We got a lot of shows coming up. Too many to say. So just go check us out online. Thanks.
All right. Let's see. Do I have any plugs? You could follow me on Twitter. I am John O'Connor. That's JohnOconnor. You can check me out there. I post a whole bunch of stuff about usually metal news, Red Bulls games, a lot of other fun. Speaking of which, we do have a Red Bulls game coming up.
Yep. Well, next week is the away game, but the following week after that is the home game.
Yeah, we should definitely do a night at the Red Bulls game.
Segment. Yeah, that should be
from
awesome.
From the parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, their tailgate is a lot of fun.
Drinking beer in the back of the car.
Minus, what was that, your aunt catching on fire? The napkins?
That wasn't my aunt.
Oh.
That sounds kind of exciting. That was one of the highlights of the night.
Yeah, soccer is boring, but seeing someone on fire is great.
Oh, yeah, nothing like it.
I think I'm out. You could check out mine and Dan's band. We're called Too Far Lost at Too Far Lost on Twitter, youtube.com/Too Far Lost Rock. Our songs have been featured on podcasts such as Tell 'Em Steve Dave, featuring members of Comic Book Men and Impractical Jokers. We're on a whole bunch of other radio stations. And yeah, we also have an EP out, 4 songs, $5 support. You can get that at toofarlost.bandcamp.com, and all the proceeds go directly in our pockets. let's be honest here.
It's a good cause.
Yes, very good cause. So thank you so much for listening to Behind the Barricade. My name is John.
Daniel Tao.
and Jimmy James.
Thank you guys so much. See you later.